Okay. Well, what about other words for that? Did you ever say bow?
Yeah, I never say bow, but I think sweetheart would be the right name.
Okay. And
they'd say she's having a bow today at church or something or other. But I think sweetheart would be the right name. Sound more natural, I think.
Yes. If a boy comes home and he's got lipstick on his collar,
they say they've been kissing each other.
Okay. Any old-fashioned words for that?
Well, they used to. They didn't use lipstick back then, or that.
Yeah.
They'd paint the junk, and then they'd take Molly's nose and rub their cheeks and make them look red.
If he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you'd say that she did what to him?
Well, it disappointed him. He's broken hearted. I guess you might call him. He's awful broken hearted. Hold it.
Yeah. Would you say she gave him the sack or gave him the axe?
Well, she just had sacked him and she didn't want to go with him.
Yeah.
They call it sack, you know. I never would sack a boy in a crowd. You know, they always laugh at him. I'd go with them one time, if there was anything at all, I'd go with them. If there wasn't, I'd sack them, but I never did like to sack a boy in a crowd.
Yeah.
I never would. I'd go with them when they one time and take them home and tell them I couldn't go with them more. Treat them friendly. They'll like you better.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd sign them to somebody else, and then they'd take me home. It'd suit them better than I would.
Yeah. Okay, but if he asked her to marry him, and she didn't tell him no, then they went ahead and got...
Well, they went ahead and got... sometimes they'll get their license, and then they won't marry.
Yeah, but sometimes they'll go ahead and get
married and then they get a divorce.
Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up next to the groom is called the
waiter.
Okay. And the girl who stands up next to the bride is the...
Well, it's the girlfriend, ain't it?
Yeah. Do you call her anything?
Bridemaid.
Okay. And after a wedding, did they ever have, after a couple got married, then people in the town, did they ever give them a real noisy?
Oh yeah, they used to. They'd shoot the guns and they'd rattle bells and told them on a rail and I don't know what all they do. Of course, they don't do that now.
What did they call that?
Chivalry, call it chivalry.
Okay.
Yeah, when I married, they rang bells, and I was married in 1914, 14th of April 1914, and they rang bells and shot guns, and then we had candy, and then they went around the house, and then we opened the door and let them come through. That's the way they done back then.
Yeah.
I had an awful good husband. He was a good husband, and he was so good to me and his mother. And he'd get Roger up on his knees and talk to him. He remembered. He was a little over 4 years old, but he remembered.
Yeah.
He'd tell him to be a good little boy and not be keep bad company.
Yeah. You might say, there was trouble at the party, and the police came and arrested the...
Well, he'd done something he shouldn't, and they had to call the law on him.
Yeah.